Palestinian human rights groups, parliamentary members and activists held a demonstration outside the United Nations offices in Ramallah in order to pressurize the United Nations Secretary General and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to try Israel at the International Criminal Court for their crimes against Palestinians, particularly in Gaza. Major human rights organizations led by the Palestinian NGO Al-Haq and Admir Lawyers Association also issued a letter addressed to Ban Ki-moon demanding an end to Israel's aggression on Gaza and to pressurize Israel to put an end to its arrests of Palestinian parliamentary members.
Express our concerns to the Secretary General on ongoing human rights violations and mainly the transfer of the PLC member Khalid Jarrar from Ramallah to Jericho, which is an arbitrary decision, which is in against of the international human rights law. It's against international humanitarian law.
Palestinian Legislative Council member Khalid Jarrar attended the demonstration. She had recently been issued an Israeli military order to leave her home in Ramallah and live in Jericho during an Israeli raid on her home on the 20th of August. She refused to leave and explained to Press TV the importance of demonstrating the rights of Palestinians and trying Israel at the International Criminal Court.
It's very important to go to the ICC because the occupation shouldn't have impunity against their continued killings and arbitrary arrests of the Palestinian people.
Violations against PLC members continue. As in the previous 2 months, over 36 members were arrested in the West Bank. The majority now are being held in administrative detention without charge or trial. The letter, which is addressed to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, accuses him of being unwilling to pressure the Israelis into ending the atrocities against the Palestinians, which allows Tel Aviv to freely continue its human rights abuses against the Palestinians. Nell Burton for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.